This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joy podcast from LGBTQIA+ community radio station, Joy 94.9. For more information and tons of other podcasts, head to joy.org.au.
And we have a guest on the line now. We are going to be speaking to John Brooks, who is a Melbourne-based multimedia artist who also works with textiles and weaving and is involved with a new show at the Abbotsford Convent. John, thank you for joining us.
Hi, thank you.
So, John, could you tell us a little bit about your background? Because it sounds like you're quite well-versed in a range of different mediums within art. Where did you get started?
I first started out for about 5 minutes in fashion, but I didn't really like the industry, and then kind of came into textile design and kind of really specialized in weaving, and then I still didn't really want to go into that industry either, and then kind of ended up going into fine art. So I studied for like a decade before I really kind of emerged.
Gosh, so you really got to test out everything in depth and cross it off the list.
John, I'm picking up an accent. Where are you from?
I'm from Melbourne originally, but I spent a fair bit of time as a kid growing up in the US a little bit.
Right, okay. So going to school in the US, you got an accent. So what's your involvement with this Convent Kids?
So it's been in the works for a couple of years now, but the pandemic kind of pushed things back. Lisa and I have always wanted to work together for a while now. A friend of ours, Hannah Presley, kind of set the wheels in motion, and we came up with what is now an interactive weaving exhibition for kids, which is really fun.
Okay, yeah. Well, and is it, like part of the school holiday program, I'm guessing, because it's on now?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. And what do the kids experience? What are you doing with them?
So basically they come into the space, and there's sort of a bit of some of our previous work on the walls to kind of give a little bit of a prompt. There's kind of an instructional video work projected in the space, and then they come out into an area where there's interactive looms, basically, and making stations where they can kind of do a little bit of block printing. They can make string, learn a couple of different types of weaving, where they can contribute to larger works in progress or kind of make their own thing and then exhibit it on the walls or take it home.
Okay, and because weaving is so old school for the younger generation, how do they take it? What's their interest level with it?
I mean, when you have like a simple scrap of fabric and then you're kind of basically turning it into string and then making like a woven textile out of it, it's pretty exciting to see something come out of almost nothing, I think. And then, just kind of the really simple, basic over and under process of weaving threads in and out of each other. I think seeing that turn into something solid, it's pretty exciting.
And so the other artist who you're working with, that's Lisa Wolpe, is that right?
Yeah.
And Lisa is a First Nations artist, from what I've read. Is some of the sort of weaving techniques that you guys are incorporating and the ideas behind it and the storytelling, is that also grounded in First Nations practices?
Lisa's way of weaving is definitely, whereas I'm trained more as a tapestry weaver or a cloth weaver with looms. We've trained facilitators, and so I guess they're working with both ways of weaving, which is really nice to see how those overlap, how the different materials that we use kind of behave differently with different types of weaving. But yeah, it's really great. There's been like a lot of acknowledgement of like where each of us learned our techniques and who taught us and that kind of thing as well. So it's kind of like, I guess, acknowledging the lineage.
Absolutely.
And the other side of it is because, you know, like every kid now is sitting on a phone or an iPad, you know, like sort of not taking any notice of what's going on around the world. It must be great for the parents to, you know, like take them out of their hands and put something a little bit special like this in their hands and to learn something that there would be a strange world to them.
Yeah, totally. And I think I think people are naturally seeking out more kind of tactile experiences with everything becoming more and more digital, especially due to the pandemic. I mean, I teach in textile design, and we've seen a lot of people coming to our program at RMIT to kind of, yeah, basically get more tactile and make things after being so disconnected. And I guess the pandemic's been a good time to reevaluate as well.
Yeah. And John, has there been anything that one of the kids produces and you go, wow, I didn't see that coming, and you've been really impressed with what's come up?
I have in the past. I actually haven't really been at the convent for the run of the show because I got COVID pretty much the day before we opened. I tested positive.
So, oh, no.
I'm going to be able to see it firsthand this week, which is exciting. But, yeah, I've been in isolation.
Right.
Oh, I hope you feel better really soon. That's really unfortunate timing.
Yeah.
Well, I hope at least while you're at home, you're able to do a bit of weaving and keep your own hands busy and your own mind busy.
Yeah. But I'll be going in this week, so I'm excited to see what the workshops kind of involve. I mean, I've seen plenty of pictures, and I did get to check out the space, but just not while it was active. But yeah, the communal weavings look really great. There's some really fun looms on the wall. That have weird materials woven into them, which is, really fun.
And it runs until the 23rd of January. So if parents are out there or uncles and aunties are out there and want to get their kids involved, is it too late? Can we, we still put our hand up and say, let's do it?
Yeah, definitely. It's open every day from 10 a.m. until 1 p.m. And, closes on the 23rd, so there's still plenty of time.
Right. And can you just show up, or do you have to book?
You can just show up.
Right. Brilliant. Okay. Well, thank you so much for talking with us, John. And it's good to hear that you're going to be out and about again this week.
Cool. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you so much. We've been talking to John Brooks here on Joy 94.9 Sunday Arts Magazine.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community radio station, Joy 94.9. For more podcasts or to support Joy by becoming a member, donating or subscribing, head to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.